Listen to article. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn. The variation of autism severity was associated with the level of several toxic metals. February 25, 2013. In a recently published study in the journal Biological Trace Element Research, Arizona State University researchers report that children with autism had higher levels of several toxic metals in their blood and urine compared to typical children. The study involved 55 children with autism ages 5 to 16 years compared to 44 controls of similar age and gender. The autism group had significantly higher levels of lead in their red blood cells, +41%, and significantly higher urinary levels of lead, +74%, thallium, +77%, tin, +115%, and tungsten, +44%. Lead, thallium, tin, and tungsten are toxic metals that can impair brain development and function, and also interfere with the normal functioning of other body organs and systems. A statistical analysis was conducted to determine if the levels of toxic metals were associated with autism severity, using three different scales of autism severity. It was found that 38-47% of the variation of autism severity was associated with the level of several toxic metals, with cadmium and mercury being the most strongly associated. In the paper about the study, the authors state, "We hypothesize that reducing early exposure to toxic metals may help ameliorate symptoms of autism, and treatment to remove toxic metals may reduce symptoms of autism. These hypotheses need further exploration, as there is a growing body of research to support it." The study was led by James Adams, a president's professor in the School for Engineering of Matter, Transport and Energy, one of ASU's Ira A. Fulton Schools of Engineering. He directs the ASU Autism Asperger's Research Program. Adams previously published a study on the use of DMSA, an FDA-approved medication for removing toxic metals. The open-label study found that DMSA was generally safe and effective at removing some toxic metals. It also found that DMSA therapy improved some symptoms of autism. The biggest improvement was for children with the highest levels of toxic metals in their urine. Overall, children with autism have higher average levels of several toxic metals, and levels of several toxic metals are strongly associated with variations in the severity of autism for all three of the autism severity scales investigated. The study was funded by the Autism Research Institute and the Legacy Foundation. Story source. The above story is reprinted from materials provided by Arizona State University. Note: materials may be edited for content and length. For further information, please contact the source cited above. Journal reference: James B. Adams, Tapan Adya, Sharon McDonough Means, Robert A. Rubin, David Quigg, Elizabeth Geis, Eva Genn, Melissa Loresto, Jessica Mitchell, Sharon Atwood, Suzanne Barnhouse, Wandra Lee. Toxicological status of children with autism versus neurotypical children and the association with autism severity. Biological Trace Element Research, 2012, 151-2-171 doi, 10.1007/s 12011-012-9551-1. Note: if no author is given, the source is cited instead. Disclaimer: this article is not intended to provide medical advice, diagnosis or treatment. http://www.sciencedaily.com/releases/2013/02/13022516223121.htm. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn.